Shut up and sit down.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wham, bam! What the fuck just happened?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to log the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Welcome to Day 251. Donald Trump unveiled his tax plan today. The Washington Post, Reuters, and New York Times are reporting that Trump's tax plan will cut rates for businesses and the wealthy while eliminating widely used exemptions and deductions. The plan would collapse the tax brackets from 7 down to 3, 12%, 25%, and 35%. The current top tax rate is 39.6%, and the lowest rate is 10%. The standard deduction would double to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for married couples. The White House and the Republicans haven't said what loopholes would be closed in order to offset the trillions of dollars in revenue lost by cutting tax rates. Republicans want to pass a tax bill by the end of the year, which would be their first major legislative achievement so far. Next, the Associated Press and the New York Times are reporting that Trump plans to cap refugee admissions at 45,000 in the next fiscal year. The ceiling has never been lower than 67,000, the number Ronald Reagan set in 1986, and the U.S. hasn't taken in so few refugees in a single year since 2006, when 41,223 were allowed to enter. In 2016, the U.S. welcomed 84,995 refugees, with Obama pushing to raise that number to 110,000 in 2017. Defense and State Department officials, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the United Nations had recommended that Trump admit at least 50,000 refugees during the next fiscal year. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller and John Kelly advocated admitting as few as 15,000 refugees. Next, the acting head of the DEA will resign after losing confidence in Trump's respect for the law. Politico and the New York Times say last month Chuck Rosenberg sent an agency-wide memo rebuking Trump's suggestion that police were being too nice to suspects and shouldn't shield their heads from hitting the roof of the police car during arrests. "We must earn and keep the public trust," Rosenberg wrote, "and continue to hold ourselves to the very highest standards. Ours is an honorable profession, and so we will always act honorably." Rosenberg plans to resign at the end of the week. Next up, the New York Times and the Washington Post are reporting that Trump has deleted his tweets supporting Luther Strange after Strange lost in Alabama's primary runoff election. The deleted tweets were archived by ProPublica and are no longer public on Twitter, but watchdog groups believe Trump is actually breaking the law when he deletes his tweets. Trump deleted at least three favorable tweets, including one that said Strange, quote, "has been shooting up in the Alabama polls since my endorsement," end quote. Strange lost to Roy Moore, who took nearly 55% of the vote. Russian-bought political Facebook ads criticized Hillary Clinton, and according to Politico and The Hill, they also promoted Trump and supported Bernie Sanders, even after his presidential campaign had ended. The ads appeared designed to create divisions while sometimes praising Trump, Sanders, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. A number of the ads questioned Clinton's authenticity and touted liberal criticisms of her candidacy. Trump took to Twitter to suggest that Facebook had colluded with the news media against him during the campaign, tweeting, quote, "Facebook was always anti-Trump. The networks were always anti-Trump, hence fake news. At New York Times, apologized, and at Washington Post were anti-Trump. Collusion?" End quote. He also added, "But the people were pro-Trump. Virtually no president has accomplished what we have accomplished in the first 9 months, and economy roaring." Next, ABC News says three Americans with Russian business connections contributed almost $2 million to political funds controlled by Trump. All three men were associated with Viktor Vekselberg, one of the richest men in Russia, who holds frequent meetings with Putin. Donations began flowing to the RNC just as Trump was securing the Republican nomination, and culminated with two large gifts, totaling $1.25 million, to the Trump inaugural fund following his victory. Unless the contributions were directed by a foreigner, they would be legal donations. And now to the polls. 68% of Americans say the federal income tax system needs either a complete overhaul or major changes. The results of the CNN poll cut across party lines to include support by 77% of Republicans, 70% of independents, and 62% of Democrats. And finally, Reuters poll shows 57% of Americans disagree with Trump that the NFL should fire players who kneel. The results were split among party lines, with 82% of Democrats and 29% of Republicans disagreeing with Trump's comments about firing football players. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest updates and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.